for the sample fee at FCC's Western Care. Today's date is 02/28/2026. Station is 4. Miss Tanya Newby. Newby spells N-E-W-B-Y. Tanya spells C-O-N-Y-A. Date of birth is 09/19/1964. 61-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Tanya has a history of opioid use disorder. She's currently on Suboxone. Here for follow-up of this condition and medication refill. She says that since the last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient complaints of runny nose. She says she has seasonal allergies and symptoms are similar. Denied pain or pressure in her face or behind her eyes. Denied chills, myalgia, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies are reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and compared to last visit. Question. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% of room air. Blood pressure is 144/84. Pulse 90. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8. Period. Next paragraph. Nose. Congested. Clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen is tender, secondary to obesity. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Number two, allergic rhinitis. Number three, medication refill period. And today, urine drug screen was done. Drug screen was positive for Suboxone, which she takes as part of this program. All other unauthorized substances were negative period. Next paragraph. PMP rear was reviewed. Data from PMP rear doesn't support drug-seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. Patient placenta with the following medication, Suboxone, 2/0.5 mg SL-FIM. She would take 1/2 of a FIM SL daily for 30 days. Number 15, 1/5. No refills. Next medication, Allegra, 180 mg, 1 POQ AM for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, Afrin, 0.05% spray. The 2 activation twice daily for 5 days. Next medication. Advice to increase fluids. To return to the clinic in 7 days or so if no improvement. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the session.